Hello, everybody. This is Victor. 大家好，我是 Victor 老师。那么恭喜你能够点开这个音频，不管你有时间还是没有时间，这个音频都将帮助到你。因为我会用简简单单的几分钟的时间呢，带你完全掌握这句话，做到脱口而出。今天练习的句子呢，是他的贪婪没有止境。好，先听我来读一下。There seems to be no limit to his greed. 现在进入跟读环节。There seems to be. 很好，在我停顿的时候，你一定要大声的跟读。There seems to be.There seems to be. Very good. No limit to. No limit to. 我们把 limit 多读几遍好吗？因为这很可能是一个新词。Limit.非常好 ，limit， no limit to， 很好 ，his greed。很好 ，his greed. Very good. 接下来咱们俩同时读，准备好了吗 ？Let's begin. There seems to be no limit to his.Greed. Very good. 再来一次，一定要跟我同时读哦。Let's begin. There seems to be no limit to his greed. 接下来呢，我们要读的稍微快一点。我先来。There seems to be no limit to his greed. 到你了。哎，有一点没跟上，是不是？这样，我来读前半部分，你也读前半部分，好吗？我先来。There seems to be no limit to. There seems to be, 这个是 OK 的。你只需要读的稍微流畅一点就好了。那 no limit 和 to 啊， limit 是 t 结尾，对不对？那 to 呢是 t 开头，所以我们只需要读一个 t 就好了。No limit to. Again, no limit to. 啊，非常好。我们连读一下这个 there 到 to 这个部分啊，我再来一次。There seems to be no limit to. 到你了。Very good, getting better 啊，做得越来越好了。再来一次。There seems to be no limit to.非常棒的尝试。所以之后如果我们在表达相同意思的时候，也就是说什么什么样的东西似乎没有止境啊，这样一个语义的时候呢，你就要想起一个固定的用法。因为你在说的时候就不要再去像视频当中那样去分析句子了，你直接脱口而出。 There seems to be no limit to. 好，到你了。 好，我再读的稍微慢一点啊。There seems to be no limit to. His greed. 好，非常好。接下来呢，我们要比一下速度，看咱们俩谁的速度更快一点。我先来。There seems to be no limit to his greed. 到你了。OK， 你也很强。再来一次。There seems to be no limit to his greed. Congratulations， 又学会了一句话。今天的练习呢就到这里，恭喜你点开了这个音频，因为这意味着在后面的半年甚至一年当中呢，你会免费的得到一个英语的私教，进而达到英语的流畅表达。There seems to be no limit to his greed， 似乎他的贪婪没有止境。但我更希望你学习的热情没有止境。OK, this is Victor, 维多多英语几百句。See you next time.